Nolte, Never Forget Disney Refused to Release Sound of Freedom. By John Nolte on July 17, 2023. Never forget that Disney dumped Sound of Freedom, a box office sensation currently making tens of millions of dollars in profit for Angel Studios. Yes, the Walt Disney Company owned Sound of Freedom. It was its movie, and Disney not only dumped it, but for nearly 5 years, Disney sat on Sound of Freedom, refusing to release it into theaters, stream it on its various streaming services, or sell it back to the producers. Sound of Freedom was completed in 2018 and then acquired by 20th Century Fox, or 21st Century Fox, for theatrical distribution. In 2019, Disney acquired 20th Century Fox and all of its entertainment assets, including Sound of Freedom. And then, Disney did nothing with this asset. Nothing. An acquired asset that could only bring financial upside to Disney was wasted until Angel Studios finally acquired it after years of wrangling. The rest is fascinating and illuminating history. Produced for less than $15 million and promoted with a grassroots/crowdfunded publicity campaign, Sound of Freedom will cross the $100 million mark this week. Going by the usual formula, after around $30 to $35 million gross, the box office take is pure gravy. All the bills are paid, and after theaters take their 50%, the investors get the rest. Before this is over, these smart folks are looking at $50 million plus in profit. And Disney gave all that money away. This is the same Disney that reportedly lost nearly $900 million on its last 8 feature films. Add in Indiana Jones and the Dial of Kathleen Kennedy emasculating yet another childhood hero, and Disney has likely lost $1 billion plus on its last 9 feature films. Gee, I wonder what those losses will look like after Disney releases the Haunted Mansion remake no one asked for at the end of this month and the Marvels in November, which looks like another woke sack of identity politics and man-hating. What is Disney's defense for trying to kill Sound of Freedom? What excuse can the disgraced company give its battered and bruised stockholders? Disney cannot argue the PG-13 Sound of Freedom is not a Disney movie. The 20th Century Fox banner is still alive and well. Fox Searchlight would have been the perfect banner to release it under. Disney could have easily released it for streaming on Hulu. So what's Disney's argument? There is no argument, at least no valid argument, the flailing company is willing to make publicly. But anyone familiar with the moral collapse and fascist rise of Disney under CEO Bob Iger can guess what happened here. First, Disney wanted nothing to do with a movie that appealed to Christians and had a Christian theme. Before he destroyed the company, Iger looked seriously at running for president as a Democrat. You can't win the Democrat nomination if you're guilty of releasing Christiantard movie starring the guy who played Jesus. Good heavens, what if the movie's a hit? What if it's another Passion of the Christ, one of those titles that again make fools of all the leftists arguing traditional movies don't make money as they produce flop after flop after flop? Secondly, Disney's fascist streak is well documented. For partisan political reasons, Disney disappeared the path to 9/11. For partisan political reasons, opposition to racial healing, Disney disappeared Song of the South. To teach her and other actors a political lesson in obedience, Disney blacklisted Gina Carano. Disney is almost certainly responsible for an astonishing act of artistic vandalism against the Best Picture winner, The French Connection, 1971. Finally, does anyone doubt that Disney, a company 100% dedicated to sexually grooming underage children, would find a movie that condemns the sex trafficking of children objectionable? You can stick your head in the sand all day long. That doesn't change the fact that multinational tech, entertainment, and news corporations, along with the far-left gay rights movement, are desperate to normalize sex with children, up to and including their permanent mutilation by way of the Orwellian name gender-affirming care. Grooming normalizes the profane. Gender-affirming care turns a sweet and troubled child into a sexually confused neurotic who's easy to exploit. Disney is the tip of the spear in this obscene campaign aimed at kids. So why would it release a movie that makes a moving and moral case for protecting children when it has dedicated billions to exploiting children? Yes, Disney has lost $1 billion on movies that stink, but you have to look at why they stink. They stink because the company has chosen to normalize that which violates human nature and appalls decent parents. So, If Disney is willing to lose $1 billion on its amoral, grooming, cinematic propaganda campaign, you can bet it's willing to lose tens of millions by dumping a movie that contradicts that propaganda campaign. Disney is evil, and evil is willing to profit from anything, except that which is good. Sound of Freedom is a crucifix to Disney's child-stalking vampires. P.S. After announcing the extension of Bob Iger's contract to 2026, Disney stock took another sweet, sweet dive. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.